Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the World Boxing Review Radio Show. Hi, my name is Aaron Snow, and they call me the Trainer of Champions. We have a very special guest when it comes to Boxing Hall of Fame. She'll be on later on the show. But our radio official, Nato, Bob Murray, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Hello. Yes, boy, we're hopefully drying out here in Pennsylvania, man. We've had some rough weather for the last couple of weeks. You know, it's pretty much all throughout Pennsylvania. I was talking to some friends out in State College, PA, home of Penn State University, and they're flooding out there in the Happy Valley. So, you know, it's been pretty wild. So we're hoping to dry out over the next couple of days. But that's the scene here.
Yeah, well, it's been the scene in North Carolina, Virginia, or down in the southern states.
Yeah, they're moving right up that same. Yeah, that storm's moving right up through all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And shooting up in the PA, so wow, yeah. Hopefully, like they would dry it out. But yeah, we got some good stuff happening though in the world of boxing this week as well, too.
Well, come on, Bob, yeah. Bring us the news from around the world. Last week, how many countries we went to?
Last week, let me see. Turn the page. We had 16 last week. Yes,
16. Okay, we're going down. We got to get it back up here, Bob. We got
to
get it back up here.
Yeah, we're trying to find some. Yeah, Europe is getting swell here, man. We're trying to find these French and Italian venues, and we're not. Yeah, we're not looking. I don't know. We have to look harder.
Yeah, but 16 countries ain't bad.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Bob. What's going on around the world in boxing?
Okay, well, you know, we'll start off with the new venue tonight, the new Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, New Jersey, USA, will host its first boxing event tonight featuring Sergey Kovalev. He's 32-2-1, 28 KOs, and he'll defend his WBO and IBA World Light Heavyweight belts going against undefeated challenger Elider Alvarez, 23-0 and 11 KOs. And, yeah, we were down there in Atlantic City last month at the beginning of June and got to see this new Hard Rock. And you were saying the weigh-ins were just outside as well. So it's a brand-new thing. We'll see how it happens in AC tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the great commissioner, Larry Hazard, they were doing the weigh-in outside and they were streaming it on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
So it looked great online to see that's happening. You know, people with devices and all that. It's really on the cutting edge when it comes to getting the word out. It looks good, and it's going to be a good fight. I'm happy for AC. It's they're trying to, in a new renaissance, to bring boxing back to its the heydays with Mike Tyson, Larry Holmes, and Michael Spinks, and Julian Jackson, the whole host of Hector Camacho. The list is long, fine, and distinguished.
Evander Holyfield and all of that.
Yeah. George Foreman, all of that. Atlantic City was something, and they're trying to bring that marquee name value back in this day and age, you know, as the casino era
absolutely
slowed down. But
mm-hmm.
It looks like they're getting new casinos back down in there, and they have something special. It's called The Beach. So we'll see how that
goes.
Yeah.
And The Beach is a big thing right now in August. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah, you know, there's a good undercard happening there, too, tonight. Dimitri Bivol, he's 13-0, 11 KOs. He defends his WBA World Light Heavyweight belt against Isaac Chalemba. He's 25-5-2, 10 KOs. So we'll get a good look at some of the great light heavyweights of the world. And also Bakram Murtazaliyev, who's 12-0, and Fernando Carcamo, 23-8. They seek the interim IBA World Super Welterweight title. The Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale on Long Island, New York, will feature the clash between the welterweight Devon Alexander, 27-4-1, and Andre Berto, 31-5, as well as having Alicia Napoleon, 9-1, 5 KOs, defending her WBA World Female Super Middleweight crown versus Hannah Rankins, 5-1 with one knockout. Dallas, Texas will host the Super Flyweight Tilt between Ernesto Delgadillo, 10-0-2, and Nate Green as they seek the WBC US NBC title. 15-0 heavyweight Gregory Corbin will also see action against Romero Fonseca, who's 14-8-3. It's Tori Nelson, 17-2-3, versus Tiffany Woodward, 4-11-3, in a female super welterweight feature in Sterling, Virginia tonight. Bill Hutchinson, 16-2-4, steps in with Justin Savi, 31-17-2, in the super lightweight headliner at the Meadows Racetrack in Washington, PA, outside of Pittsburgh. San Juan, Argentina host Maria Cecilia Roman, 12-4-1, defending her IBF World Female Bantamweight crown against 19-4-1 with six KOs challenger Carolina Raquel Duer, as well as the IBF World Female Flyweight title fight between the champions since 2014, Leonella Paula Yordica, taking on Yaroneth Altuve. And over in Santa Rosa, the female featherweight contest at Edith Soledad Matisse, 14-10-1, and Anahi Yolanda Salas, 5-15-2, highlights the card there. San Juan, Puerto Rico will feature super bantamweight Carlos Arrieta, 6 KOs with a 6-0 record as the main event. And in the Federal District of Mexico City, Mexico, Jessica Neri Plata, 22-2, and Nancy Franco, 17-12-2, vie for the interim WBA World Female Light Flyweight title. Joe Cordina, he's got a record 7 wins, 0 losses, 6 wins by KO. And Sean Dodd, 15-3-1, they vie for the vacant Commonwealth British Empire lightweight title at the top of the card at the Ice Arena in Cardiff, Wales, UK, which also features 6-0 with 5 KOs, Natasha Jones, defending her WBA International Female Super Featherweight title against Viviane Albanoff, who's 12-4. Also, 24-year-old with 20-0 record featherweight Jordan Gill steps in with David Bernas, 16-4, 15 KOs, as more of that big 11-card venue going on tonight in Cardiff, Wales. And then Marbella Andalusia, Spain, they highlight tonight with Carmen Bajaraga, 25-0 with 20 KOs versus Michelle DeRocco, 41 wins, 3 losses, and 1 draw, 18 KOs in there, and that's a welterweight clash. In Glauberg, Germany, super welterweight local favorite, the 24-3 with 15 KOs, Nick Clapper headlines. And Hal Luca on the beautiful island of Malta will see middleweight Christian Schembri, 11-5, stepping in against Gorgo Valli, who's got an even record, 21 wins, 21 losses, 1 draw. Rogoznica, Croatia, features heavyweight Mark Damore, 22-2-2, 28 KOs in the headliner there. And then Matuba, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa, its hometown hero, Simoniso Gonya and Andre Gasaba, 6-4 record there. That's a super bantamweight main event. Bangkok, Thailand, will see Christian Dahio, 9-0, 9 KOs versus Don Powerline, 6-4. They go for the vacant WBC Asian Boxing Council Silver Light Heavyweight title. Malang, Indonesia, tops their night with the Tibo Monobaya, 17-0-2, 8 KOs versus Lito Dante, 14-9-4 in a light flyweight feature. Okinawa, Japan, hosts the battle for the vacant WBO Asia Pacific female bantamweight crown between Yuko Henza, 6-6-4, and Fan Yin, who's 3-0. And Toowoomba in Queensland, Australia, will see Steve Spark, 5-0, 5 KOs, and Gerard Clancy, 9-5, fight for the vacant Australian super lightweight belt. And there's a look around the world, and lots of good fights out there tonight, and get the chance to see some of these light heavyweights, too, see that division shaping up in the next month or so, too, after what happened tonight. So there you go, Aaron. Sounding good.
Yeah, sounding good, Bob. How many countries?
That's 14 this week, man.
Oh, 14. That's not too bad.
Yeah, no, it's not bad at all. Yeah, you know, but they said we have to start finding these fights that are taking place in the French countryside and stuff like that, you know. Get back to them. Hey, we had some really good boxing news happen this week, though, too. You know, we're talking about the streaming services and everything else. Well, Top Rank with Bob Arum and ESPN, they agreed to a brand-new 7-year deal, talking about bringing 54 events a year to the whole ESPN platform, which will include now ESPN Plus, which is their streaming service that they're offering now for $4.99 a month. And just to look at some numbers, last weekend, Garcia versus Easter Jr. fight, that peaked out at 725,000 viewers on Showtime. So, you know, it's growing. Like we were talking about that, the streaming services and everything else. So here's a brand-new 7-year deal going up against, you know, the DAZN stream that Eddie Hearn has going. And, you know, getting some competition for your streaming service, McDollar, as well.
Well, that's a good thing. Anytime that you get more exposure to the fighters and it brings more earning potential to them. The main thing is, as the platforms increase and more money's thrown in the game, do fighters' income for them preliminary bouts. Does that increase? And on the top end for title fights, does that money increase on an average basis? That's the key. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of these salaries are still in ancient time when it comes to 4 and 6 round bouts. You know what I mean?
Right.
And on the top
mm-hmm.
end, the networks and the promoters, you know, even though the promoters and them are taking risks, but the pay scale has to change. You know what I mean? In other sports, as the TV and money came in the game, the salaries on the bottom end change. And Gene Kilroy, when we had Gene Kilroy on the show, he mentioned something that's worth really, really looking into and to try to do, and that was to set up a retirement fund or something for boxers. And that in these large events where in pay-per-view, at least $1 goes into a large retirement fund and set up properly like baseball and all of that, you know, fighters and them can receive some type of pension or whatever for their dedication to the game. You know, the old fighters of yesteryear, Bob, a lot of them spend their whole life from amateurs to professional. By the time they look at it, they're, you know, 40, 45, 50 years old and retired, and they look up independently. The kind of money that they have made, it don't stretch through life for retirement and all of that. But with this happening, things are looking better with larger platform. And I hope Bob Arum and them, at his age now, he's, you know, moving up there in age, he should understand retirement and things. Now, at his stage of the game, he keeps on working. But how can you get the idea with this money and things and throw it in the platform and set a mark and big time retirement fund for boxers? That would be great.
Yes, it would. Yeah, it hopefully will happen. Hey, another piece of news too. I wanted to get your opinion on. How about this? We're hearing at the end of the week that Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury might be happening. Boy, that'll be something to see. I think that can get done. I really do think that can get done.
I think that's a great fight.
I think it's
a great fight. The numbers look good on their end. Tyson Fury's a big draw over there in the European market.
Yeah, I think that's part of the and that's a big part of it. I think Wilder wants to prove that he can draw some big numbers, so he takes on Fury so they can throw those numbers back at Joshua and the company later and say, look, you know, I fought Fury. We got this many people, you know. So I think he wants to prove that he can draw some people himself.
Oh, wow.
We got 90 seconds left. What happened here?
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah,
well,
really. That was, 15 minutes.
Wow. Well, I don't know how that happened, but you know, that's really something. But when we go out, see what we can do. It's on the top of the hour, Bob. We have 60 seconds closing. We have to see. We're having some technical difficulties again online, so we have to see what's going on with this platform.
Okay. I'll call you back.
All right.